Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Bob Leonard on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Craig Capps with the Washington County Conservation Board about their recent meeting. Well, Craig, what were some of the highlights of the board meeting Thursday night?
We're working on Foster Woods in Wellman, trying to expand that area so the Wellman people can have a little better facility. We might have to do some tree removal there. Had a lot of trouble with fish kill because the pond's so shaded, so we're talking about changing some of the trees and see if we can get that habitat going better. And we're working on the west end of the Key Wash Nature Trail with the Kyoto Visioning Committee, and they're redoing the end of the trail here. Going to pave some of it and put in bathrooms and that. And there was part of our section of the trail that we had to take out some trees, and they're here today putting a tile in, and then we'll have to put a new culvert underneath the trail that kind of went bad. So we got the crew working on that. We talked about our burn plans, where we burn a lot of our acres off every year to promote growth of the native grasses. And the boys reported that they had all those done except a couple. The one at Mar Park, for instance, they can't do yet because the wind's never been in the right direction. And people like to come out and watch that burn, and so if they ever get a day that the wind's not blowing towards the center, we will burn that area off. And that's a lot of the highlights, what we talked about last night. Of course, your campground was filling up for the weekend, or I would say it was half full last night. So that's progressing nicely. We usually have a good crowd over the weekend, and we're tickled with that. And I think that's probably most of the stuff we talked about. There's always some extra things, but that's kind of what we've got going right now.
Well, it sounds like you talked a little bit in a little bit of detail about Mar Park as well, the arch project, landscaping, shop location. Is there anything about any of that that our listeners would like to know?
Well, yeah, we are going to put up a new, it's not really a shop, it's going to be a storage building behind our other shop. We just got a lot of equipment that sets out, so we are going to build a new building out there. And of course, if you have been out to the park lately, you'll see we have arches that are put in along the trail that was actually designed by the Trees Forever grant that we got. And so we've had a guy there in Washington manufacture these arches. And some of them have been adopted by like Presence Forever and all that. And if anybody is interested in adopting an arch, you can call the center and talk to them. They're more than happy to let you adopt one. You could pay for it, and we'll put your name on it with a permanent plaque so that everybody know, you know, we've had some memorial funds that went to it. That's a good opportunity for people if they'd like to donate to the park. That's one area that we'd be interested in taking donations on.
Well, this time of year must be real rewarding for the board. And when you work all year and trying to get everything nice and together and so people can get outside, now we're finally able to get outside and enjoy it. This must be a good time of year for you all.
This is a good time of year for everybody to come and enjoy the Washington County parks. We got a very good park system. Our staff members try to keep it up and in nice shape and everything load up nice. And so it's a good time to get out. And then, of course, Pam Holtz, our naturalist, this is a good time for her to still be having day camps and stuff, and she can get the kids outside enjoying some of the amenities that we have around the park, where they can, of course, she has educational programs, and that's a good time for young people to come out and learn about nature. We're proud of our park system, and I hope our Washington County residents are proud of it, and we look to see lots of people come into our county to enjoy our parks, and when they come to enjoy our parks, they spend money in town. That's a big plus.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Washington County Conservation Board member Craig Capps. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Bob Leonard with KCII News.